Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today as we talk Akaushi in just a moment.
Neighbors, university researchers conclude that parasite controlling cow herds improves returns by $201 per head. Get your share by treating cows and calves with Ivomec brand products. Simply purchase and use an Ivomec brand product this spring. If the improved average calf weaning weight in the fall does not cover your product cost, Marielle will make it right. That's the Ivomec challenge. For details, ask your animal health supplier or visit Ivomec.com.
Make plans to attend this year's Southern Plains Farm Show, the 15th, 16th, and 17th of April at the Oklahoma City State Fair Park. New for 2010, a private treaty herd builder sale. Young bulls, heifers, bred heifers, cow-calf pairs will be sold throughout the show by private treaty. For more information, contact the Oklahoma Farm Bureau to enter your animals in the sale, 405-523-2307. The Southern Plains Farm Show, April 15th through 17th, Oklahoma City. Don't miss it.
Over the next several beef buzzes, we're going to have as a special guest Bill Fielding, who is with Heart Brand Beef. He's chief executive officer of this particular company out of Yoakum, Texas. He is a former executive with Cargill and Swift. He was a chief executive officer with the Creekstone Beef folks back at the time of the cow that stole Christmas in 2003 and shortly after. Now he's working with this group out of Yoakum, Texas, promoting Akaushi beef, coming from cattle from the nation of Japan. We've had a few select animals come over from that country to this country, and the breed is being built up along the way. Bill Fielding tells us a little bit about the cattle that came in from Japan and what's happened since that time.
The breed is called Akaushi, which is Japanese red. And one of the problems we have to overcome is when people think of Wagyu or Kobe. Kobe is just an area, a region in Japan, and Wagyu just means Japanese beef. And the black cattle, the Croatia cattle, have not been, the integrity of the breed has not been managed the way that we have with the red cattle. The red cattle are considered a national treasure in Japan. They're controlled. We're the only ones outside of Japan that have full-blood Akaushi cattle, and that was through a small window about 15 years ago. We were able to get 8 cows and 3 bulls and out of the country and here to the U.S., and then in a very systematic way, we've been sort of building the factory for the last 12, 13 years, and we just now are starting to market it. But there's a huge difference. People have had issues on the black Wagyu cattle with inbreeding, and a lot of what's called Kobe Select is just a Japanese Angus cross. And so we're doing DNA on all these cattle. We completely control, and we've got very tough contracts with these. As we sell bulls, the animals have to be terminal. We don't want people trying to develop a bull on their own that may not be of the quality that it needs to be. So we're trying, unlike a lot of other breeds that have made, we think, a lot of mistakes, that we're keeping the integrity of this breed. And that will benefit everyone that participates in the program.
Bill Fielding, who's really pumped up about the potential of this breed, tells us that the fat structure is such that it could potentially lower bad cholesterol, raise good cholesterol along the way. And he says if you cross this with a mama cow herd in the country, that we're talking about improving carcasses almost immediately. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Griswold Cattle GCC Genetics Grass to Grid 2010 sale is coming up Saturday, April 10th in Follett, Texas, just west of Woodward, Oklahoma. Selling 200 bulls, including Angus, Maine Angus, and Sim Angus. To request a sale catalog, just call toll-free 1-800-975-6313. That's 1-800-975-6313. Or go to collinscattleservices.com. It's Saturday, April 10th, the Griswold Cattle Grass to Grid sale in Follett, Texas.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.